Meet at 772-626-1529.
Makes a statement here, a very strong statement. I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow of my hand. Look what he says, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth and say unto Zion or the church, you are my people. I have put my words in your mouth. I've covered you with my hand. Tell somebody, you don't have to be afraid. God has covered you. Don't be afraid to speak his word. Don't be afraid to stand up for him. Don't be afraid to represent him. He says, I've covered you with my hand. I got you covered. Then he says, look at this, that I may plant the heavens. Now, we're not talking about where the stars are, and we're not talking about where God is. And his throne is, we're talking about this realm just outside our consciousness. God says, I put my word in your mouth to plant, to establish that realm. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We establish that fact. The word is in your mouth to establish the heaven, or to establish the earth, to plant the heaven and establish the earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, Paul writing to the Corinthians, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things, somebody say all things. Say it again, all things. Say it one more time, all things. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Remember, we looked at first, it was 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that said, give thanks in all things. Why? Because all things are for your sakes. All right, next verse. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Whatever you might be facing or dealing with right now, troubled with, or whatever may be contending with you, whatever it is, spiritual, physical, mental, psychological, relational, right now it's working something. God's working something. Get it back up for me. It's working a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now here's the catch. While you don't look at the things that are seen, stop being caught up in what you see. Amen. Stop being oppressed and depressed and possessed and all that by what you see. But at the things which are not seen. Tell somebody, look at what you don't see. Amen. For the things which are seen, tell somebody, it's going to be over after a while. Whatever it is, this too shall pass. Amen. But in the meantime, learn to give God the praise. This too shall pass because it's only temporary. But the things that are not seen are going to be an eternal reward, eternal weight of glory. It's like knowledge. Once you go through something and you've got it, nobody can take it from you. It'll never be taken from you again. All right. So God said, I put my word in your mouth to plant the heavens and to establish the earth. Go to Numbers chapter 13. We're talking about the voice of triumph. Numbers chapter 13 and verse number 33. God, we know the story. God had given Israel a promise. Led them to the brink of the promise. They decided to send spies. Now you have to read into this to understand, because the King James makes it look like they did. God just told them, God never told them send spies. Because I mean, when God give you a promise, you don't need to spy it out. God said this ice would hold me up, but let me see here. Let me check it out. Hey, Mikey, come on, walk on this ice. Let me see. If Mikey walk on it, then you're going to walk on it. That's not faith. God gave them a promise. But they sent spies. You always make a mistake when you do that. There's always a measure of risk involved with what God will tell you to do. And let me tell you something. If you can do it yourself all by yourself, it ain't God telling you. Because he will not tell you to do something. He don't mind you doing something you can do yourself, but do it yourself. But what he tells you, a lot of times you're going to have to enrich your relationship with him, because you're going to need to know him on another level. Amen. You're going to need to enter into something that's way beyond your finite thinking and your abilities, and learn to trust God. Tell somebody, learn to trust God. You walk with him any length of time, you'll understand that one way or another, God is true to his word. Two immutable things about God. Number one, he can't lie and he won't change. He can't lie and he won't change. If he promised, tell somebody it's coming to pass. He gave these Israelites a promise, but they sent spies. In verse 33, 10 of the 12 spies had this testimony. There we saw the giants. The other two saw the giants, but these 10 saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Now, how many know there's some truth to that? They looked like grasshoppers. They were small in comparison to the giants. But God called that an evil report. Amen. Yes. Well, I'm just telling the fact. Yeah. God says it's evil. Amen. Simply because it was contrary to God's promise. Amen. Hear what I'm saying here? In your voice, there's a triumph. But you have to choose it. You have to choose to speak triumph. In the face of adversity, these guys, they spoke, they gave an evil report. It's an evil report. Well, it's just a fact. Yeah, but it's evil. Amen. Amen. Come on, catch this. Catch it. It's an evil report, even though it's the fact. We look like grasshoppers in their sight. They're so much bigger than us. Yes, they are. But the report you're bringing back is evil, because I've given you a promise. Tell somebody, God has given you a promise. Are you having a voice of triumph, or are you bringing back an evil report? I don't have enough. I'm not strong enough. We're not enough. We're grasshoppers. Evil report. Go to Proverbs chapter 18. Along with your praise, carry a voice of triumph. Always speak that which aligns itself with God's word. We are not ostriches. You know, when trouble comes or when they can't outrun something, they'll stop and dig a hole and put their head in the sand and pretend like ain't nothing happening. No, we are well aware of facts. But we are more so acquainted with truth. Amen. I'm telling you, God's going to do some creative things for you when you decide to take a stand on truth. Amen. When you find yourself obeying him in the midst of this adversity. Okay? Proverbs 18, verse 20. 18, 20, and 21. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. When we talk about the belly here, we're not necessarily talking about the stomach. Because, you know, you can talk, and, you know, you'd be hungry. Yeah, I mean, it ain't filling your belly up because you're talking. But your belly is your spirit. A man's spirit shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Now, you can eat all the food you want to and still your spirit be hungry, be weak because of the fruit of your mouth. That's why man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Tell somebody, you have a voice of triumph. If you'd be as particular about what you say as about, well, some of them ain't particular about what we eat. But I'm talking about you that eat well. If you was as particular about how you spoke about situations as you are there, you would find such a degree of success and triumph everywhere you go and in everything you do. See, we're here to change the world. We're not here to blend in with it. We're not here to conform to it. We're not here to yield to it. We're not here to check out of it. We're here to change it. Amen. Tell somebody right now, I'm a world changer. Everyone else needs to get on board. We're world changers. You might as well accept the fact you cannot get a discharge from this war. Amen. Stop trying to go away, all you, and God ain't gonna let you out. But what he will do is give you strength for every battle. No discharge, but I'll give you strength for the next battle. I'll heal your wounds. I'll get you ready. I'll equip you for the next battle. Amen. Tell somebody, no discharge. Verse 21 of Proverbs 18. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Not in the power of the devil, but in the power of the tongue. You've heard me say this before. Neural surgeons and doctors will tell you that the side of the brain that controls speech, that part of the brain that controls speech, the vocal part of your life, your voice, that part of the body, when functioning, affects every nervous system in the body. Other parts of the brain don't affect it like that, but it's the part that controls your speech, that controls your body, that controls all the components to your nervous system in your body. How important it is to have the voice of triumph. Amen. To have a voice of triumph consistently. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth. Somebody say, my mouth. Say it again, my mouth. Don't get offended. Say it again, my big mouth. Don't get offended. Say it again, my big fat mouth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.